Hi, folks. Get your Part C plan with extra benefits like extra money back to your Social Security check that may be available to you in your zip code now. Make sure you're not missing out. It's simple. Call the number on your screen. They'll look up your zip code and see if you're eligible. They'll check for plans with extra benefits like prescriptions, dental, and the benefit that adds money back to your Social Security check every month. Call the number on your screen now.
Does this commercial sound familiar to you? If you're turning 65, you've probably been bombarded with Medicare junk mail and TV commercials like these. At this age, you need to be thinking about Medicare, but you don't need to get your information from Joe Namath and other celebrity spokespeople. There are other ways to get accurate, unbiased information that can help you make the decisions that are best for you. This is Caring Better and Braver. I'm your host, Jenna Juvie. Today, we're meeting with Tina Johnson, an elder benefits specialist at the Aging and Disability Resource Center of La Crosse County. Her role is to help older adults understand, obtain, and keep benefits, both private benefits and public benefits like Medicare.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yes, welcome. Thank you for being here, Tina. Tina does Medicare 101 classes throughout the La Crosse community every year, so I asked her to join us and help us understand all of the questions we have. What is Medicare? Do I need it? How do I sign up? What are all these different parts, A, B, C, D, and how do I decide between all the different plans that are available to me where I live? Let's dive right in.
So Medicare is definitely very confusing. We get lots and lots of questions. The first question is, do I need Medicare? So Medicare is for anybody age 65 and older. It is health insurance. How you get enrolled in Medicare is a couple different ways. One is if you're drawing early Social Security, you will automatically get a Medicare card. So you don't really have to do anything if you're drawing early Social Security. If you're not drawing early Social Security and decide not to draw Social Security at 65, you could delay your Social Security, but you still should apply for Medicare A and B at your 65th birthday if you don't have active employer coverage. So what that means is if you're not actively working and have employer coverage, or if your spouse is actively working and you have coverage under your spouse, you do need to do something with Medicare. Now, if you are one of those who decided to work past age 65, you truly do not have to do anything with Medicare. That is totally up to you. With some of the changes in healthcare over the last few years, some employers offer incentives. If you take Medicare, they will turn their plan into a supplement and maybe make it a little cheaper. So there could be some perks, so it would be helpful, even if you are continuing to work or if your spouse is continuing to work, to just double check with that employer to see if there is any benefit for you to sign up for Medicare, either just the A part, which we will talk about, which is free, or the A and the B part, but the B part does have costs. So if you have employer coverage and plan to keep working, we wouldn't recommend that you take the part that you pay for Medicare if your employer doesn't require you to. So just right off the bat, you can see how confusing it can be because everybody's situation is going to be different, whether they take Medicare at 65 or whether they wait, and then what parts of Medicare they do take at age 65. So we get lots and lots of questions.
Tina already mentioned Medicare parts A and B. I know there's a part C and a part D too. What are the differences between all these?
Medicare, typically what we say is has four parts. So Medicare has the part A as an apple, B as in boy, C as in cat, and D for drug. So with the part A benefit, it is hospital coverage. Basically how the part A hospital coverage works is every time you enter to the hospital, you would have to pay a deductible of $1,556 for each hospital stay. And then after that, Medicare will pay 80% of that hospital bill. You're responsible for 20%, and there's no cap on that 20%. So sometimes people will say, well, I just need Medicare. I don't need anything to go with it. We always encourage something to go with it because that hospital benefit can add up quite quickly if you ended up in an emergency situation, needed some major surgery. You could have some huge medical bills. The hospital Part A benefit is not the greatest, but that's again why we get extra insurance to go with Medicare once you sign up for Medicare. Now, the medical coverage, or Part B, covers your clinic, lab, and doctor. It is a little better benefit than the hospital coverage, so it has a once-a-year deductible of $233. And then after that once-a-year deductible, Medicare pays 80% of that clinic, lab, and doctor bill. Again, no cap on the maximum out-of-pocket. That is, again, why we would suggest maybe that supplement or advantage plan to go with your Medicare. So the Part A, there is no monthly premium for it. However, the Part B, the medical portion of your Medicare, does have a monthly premium. And for 2022, that premium is $170.10 a month. And if you're drawing Social Security, they do take it right out of your Social Security check. If you're not drawing Social Security, they will bill you quarterly. So you will get a bill and you will have to pay for that Medicare Part B premium. So once you get signed up for the Medicare A and B, typically what we try to help people do is decide whether they want to take the Medicare supplement or whether they want to look at what they call Part C or Medicare Advantage. And there are two very different ways to get your healthcare coverage once you go on Medicare. With the traditional route to what we call the Medicare supplement, they also call these Medigap policies or gap policies. And the reason they got that term gap plan is it truly fills in your gaps of Medicare. So when you're turning 65, a Medicare supplement plan will cost an additional anywhere from about $85 all the way up to about $180. So quite a wide range of costs for supplements. But what those supplements in a base package give you is 100% medical coverage. So no copays, no bills, nothing really to be surprised about. It is really what we call kind of the no-risk route. You know, they might pay a little higher monthly premiums, but they don't have to worry about any bills. Now, a lot of people, when they're healthy, say, well, why would I need that kind of coverage? I'm healthy. Well, I mean, it's insurance. So it's same as your car insurance. I've got great car insurance and I haven't had an accident. But if I do, you know, it's going to cover me. I mean, it's really there for your protection. If you choose not to take a Medicare supplement, it is harder to get onto it later. If you don't take it when you're first turned 65, you may have to go through underwriting in the future. Sometimes people will take very cheap insurance that has high out-of-pocket costs, which we'll kind of talk about next. And then when they get diagnosed with something, say, hey, I want to get that plan with no copays. Unfortunately, pre-existing conditions are still in the Medicare program. I know it doesn't apply to lots of other programs, but with Medicare it does, because otherwise everybody would take a cheap plan or a zero premium plan when they're healthy and then want to upgrade to something that gives them 100% coverage when they have health issues. And the Medicare insurance world just couldn't survive that. I always tell people you kind of got to choose wisely. The first year you go on Medicare, you can't screw it up because you can undo or redo anything in the first 12 months. If you're not happy in the first 12 months, you've got options, but 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, your options might be limited.
Choose wisely because your options may be limited down the road. The importance of planning ahead and thinking about what you'll need before you need it is something we've talked about in previous episodes. Whether it's planning for emergencies, planning for respite, or planning for insurance needs as you age, these are decisions that you can't afford to take lightly.
I mean, I've always had people who come to my Medicare classes who say, if I only knew I was going to need hip replacement, or if I knew I was going to have this health condition, it would be easy to choose. Well, it would be great to have a crystal ball, but again, I always tell people your comfort zone, your finances, those are really things to factor when you're looking at the health insurance.
The other way to get additional coverage with your Medicare is going with a Medicare Advantage plan or the Part C option. These are the plans you see advertised on TV that get those added benefits. Tina explained to me that Advantage plans are a privatization of Medicare. What that means is that Medicare pays private insurance companies to manage your Medicare, and they manage it very similar to employer insurance groups.
It's very similar to probably the employer insurance you have now. They are all basically network-based, or HMOs. So you are locked into a network. And then they're always going to have co-pays and cost shares for each and every service you do. Premiums range all over the board from a zero premium plan all the way up to $200. And how these plans work is, you know, if I pick a zero premium plan, I'm not paying anything more than my Part B premium, but I'm always going to have a copay. Mm-hmm. So I might have a $40 doctor visit copay or a $60 specialist copay. And it's a copay for each and every lab service. And these plans do cap out how much maximum in copays you can pay a year. But that varies anywhere from $3,400 a year maximum all the way up to $12,000 maximum. So when you pick a plan, you know, those are things that people are like, well, I'm healthy. I don't care if I have a $10,000 maximum. Well, one slip on the ice in winter or trip in the garden, you just don't know what would happen. And all of those copays add up very, very fast. And that's where I talk to people, too, about looking at their budget. So I might be one who I could handle a zero premium plan and know that if I had a bad year and I get a bill of $6,000, $10,000, I'm going to be fine that year. I might be another one who there's no way if I get a bill like that, am I going to be able to come up with the resources to pay for that? A lot of people who are turning 65 are familiar with having medical bills because that's how their current employer plan works, and they're very comfortable taking that this option when they turn 65. So again, not a right or wrong way, just a different way to do it.
This is another theme that we've been hearing throughout this podcast. What works for one person doesn't necessarily work for the next. It's good to listen and learn from others, but be sure to pick the plans and options that work for you as an individual.
But those added benefits they talk about on TV, you know, they do say there's some limited dental, vision, hearing aid. Now, one of the complaints I get with that is people don't understand their plan, that they have to stay in network for that. So I've had people call me and say they were super upset because, you know, they had some help, $100 to help pay towards their eyeglasses, but it didn't work where they went. It's a network-based company, just like your employer company. You have to stay in network when you decide to try some of these added benefits. Even the dental benefit, there are very limited dentists that take some of these benefits. So again, don't just assume that I'm going to take a plan that has dental coverage and my current dentist is going to take it. Some people want insurance where they can go back and forth. With that first supplement we were talking about, that gap plan, there is no network. Basically, wherever Medicare is accepted, so that's a great option to go back and forth. If you're a snowbird, if you travel, you're not going to be locked into an HMO where I have to go here or I have to go there. One of the things with the Advantage plans is that some of them truly are what we say HMO. Like you can go to one facility and that is it. So you don't have that option to get, you know, just go across to the other facility because you wanted to have a second opinion. Now, you can get second opinions on a true HMO plan. You just have to go to whatever other facilities. And then there are some plans that are basically HMOs, but they have what they call a POS or point of service attached to them. So with that point of service, basically, it has a primary facility. So let's say the primary facility might be Mayo, just for example. But it has an out-of-network where you can get that second opinion. Now, it is limited point of service, so you couldn't, you know, have your procedure done at that facility without paying more. But you do have that ability to go back and forth. That's something to really look at the differences and the nuances in those Advantage plans, because they all are going to have that primary network.
Now, what if I'm traveling out of state and I have an accident? Do I have to stay in network then?
If you have urgent care when you're traveling, or something happens when you're out of network, you do have emergency care coverage regardless of network. So that is one thing that all insurances has built into them, whether it's your employer plan or your marketplace or, you know, your Medicare plan, is when you're traveling, if you have that Medicare Advantage or Part C with a limited network, urgent care is covered when you're traveling. Just once you get stable, you would want to come back into network to finish your care.
And finally, we talk about Medicare Part D plans.
So Part D is the prescription drug coverage. The drug coverage gets a little more complicated. Everybody does need to have some type of prescription drug coverage when they go on Medicare. Now, if you're looking at that Medicare Advantage option or Part C, you are required to just take the drug plan that that plan offers. You don't have a choice of picking a separate drug plan. So you pick your plan, that drug plan is just packaged in. So you don't really have to think about it. However, sometimes we find with those plans that that may not be the best option depending on the prescriptions you take. So there are some other things we would look at for people depending on their drug needs and drug costs. And then if you're on that Medicare supplement or that gap plan where you pay more without the copays, there are 21 Part D plans and they are all very competitive. They compete as far as drug costs and coverages. And so we use the Medicare.gov website to really help people narrow down what drug costs are going to be for them and which one of those 21 plans is going to be the best to cover their medications. So with the Medicare drug plans, they do change every calendar year. So it's really important people look at their drug coverage every year from October 15th to December 7th. You will have that ability to compare your drug plans, decide if you want to stay with your current plan or if you want to change to something else. And we do see the drug plans again because they compete so much that there is a big difference from year to year. For a standalone drug plan, if you have a Medicare supplement, the cheapest plan is $6.60 a month. The most expensive plan is about $100 a month. I've actually never seen anybody on a high drug plan. It seems like most people are in that $6 to $60 a month up to about $20 a month. And really, the $20 premium would be more for people who have brand name drugs or even some higher out-of-pocket costs. So if you just really take some generic drugs, you know, you're looking at about another $6 a month to get some decent drug coverage. With your Medicare Advantage or that Part C, like I said, it's just packaged in. And again, you have to use the pharmacy that they recommend to get your copays, you know, to get the lowest copays because it is truly a network-based and that includes your pharmacy.
Whew! Medicare information and plan options can be a lot to digest. Tina tells me that in Wisconsin alone, there are 41 companies for supplements or Medigap plans and an additional 15 to 18 plan options for Part C or Medicare Advantage plans in the La Crosse area. No wonder we see all those commercials on TV, and people who are turning 65 or who are on Medicare already get all that junk mail. The numerous insurance companies that offer Medicare plans are all vying for your business. They will try to catch your attention with celebrity spokespeople like Joe Namath. They will entice you with plans that have added benefits. The thing with those commercials is they're not really a scam. They advertise legitimate Advantage plans, but they're not giving you all the information you need. Like the fact that additional benefits such as dental or home-delivered meals will vary from plan to plan and depend on what's offered in your area. Co-payments will also depend on the plan you choose and whether you use a network provider. And the claim that you can get money back on your Social Security check is also misleading. That too depends on if you qualify financially for programs like Extra Help or the State Medicare Savings Program. So it's really important to get your information from reliable sources such as an elder benefits specialist like our guest Tina, or a trusted insurance agent. And for those of us who like to do our own research online, Tina has some cautionary advice.
you can check a lot of this information online. And there is a website called Medicare.gov. Now, one of the things that we have found, I have found personally, as well as lots of clients, is if you don't quite type in Medicare.gov or you just do a search for Medicare.gov, it's going to pull up all these random sites that kind of maybe look like Medicare.gov. So there's a Medicare.com, not gov. And that site, you'll put all of your personal information in, and then you'll get towards the middle and it'll ask you for money after you've given them lots of personal information. And so that is not a legitimate site. And unfortunately, you've given them your email address and your phone number before you get to that point. And so now you're on this wonderful telemarketing list. And so some people have said they've gotten, you know, anywhere from 6 to 12 phone calls a day after inadvertently signing up for something online that they didn't realize. Be very cautious what you're doing online and really check the websites. Even for the Social Security website, make sure that it says socialsecurity.gov, because there are several other companies out there that appear to be Social Security, but it's not socialsecurity.gov. And some of them, when they do come in the mail, there are some companies that make it look like they might be from Social Security or they might be from Medicare. I encourage people to be very cautious about calling any numbers on any of that information. Usually in teeny tiny print on the bottom, which is really hard to see, it will say that this is not tied to Medicare or tied to Social Security. You know, I tell people, is there a really tiny print on the bottom, even if you can't read it? That usually means it's not from Medicare, not from Social Security. Mm-hmm. And truly, Social Security and Medicare will very rarely send you anything unless you've already reached out to them. If you've already signed up for your Medicare, then yes, you would be getting something from Medicare. But if you haven't, there is no reason that they would be sending you anything. So just to be careful of all the junk that comes in and be careful who you call.
Wow. Words of wisdom from someone who knows. That gives us a lot to think about today. If you're interested in knowing more about Medicare, what your options for plans might be, or if you want to attend a Medicare 101 session in La Crosse, contact the Aging and Disability Resource Center at 608-785-5700 or email adrc@lacrossecounty.org. Tina and I recorded this session before the 2023 Medicare figures came out. So I want to add that in 2023, the Medicare Part A deductible is $1,600 per benefit period. That's an increase of $44 from the $1,556 in 2022. And the Part B annual deductible is $226, a decrease of $7 from the annual deductible of $233 in 2022.
Thanks, Tina, for joining us today. We really appreciate all the knowledge and information you were able to share with us. Hope we can have you again sometime soon.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Caring Better and Braver is a podcast for family caregivers in Wisconsin and the La Crosse County area. We're here to support, inform, connect, and recognize all of you who devote a part of your lives to caring for someone else. Stay tuned for more episodes about local resources and information that all caregivers need to know. Until then, be brave, be informed, and remember, we need to take care of ourselves so that we can care better for others.